Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil, and as you know, I have been covering the 31 women in Colorado who have helped to shape jazz, and I could not have a day go by and not have Annie Booth on the calendar, but also she's here in studio with me. So thank you, Annie, so much for being here.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me.
And you know, you've got talent. You've been named the best in Denver jazz. You've got the Herb Alpert Young Jazz Composer Award. You've got the ASCAP Young Composer Award. You have piano lessons with Pat Bianchi. You have had the Annie Booth Trio, but then you're also Annie Booth. So you've got a little bit of everything going on. So I wanted to find out from you, like, how did you get involved with jazz? I mean, I've read some stuff, but I want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. So I kind of discovered what jazz was when I was maybe about 12 or 13. And okay. I was playing in the school band and playing in the school jazz band. And my dad's always been a huge jazz fan, and so I've kind of, there's always been jazz records around the house, and I started listening and just really got into it. Started listening to KUVO, actually, when I was about 12, 13, got into it. And then there's a really wonderful organization here called Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, and a friend of a friend connected me with that, and they said, you should really check this out. It's for kids your age, and everyone loves playing this music. And that was kind of the game changer for me, is I met all these great peers who lived all around Denver who were loving this music, and we got to be mentored by the best professional jazz musicians in town. So when I was 14, 15, I got to work with Jeff Jenkins and Eric Gunnison and Paul Romain and Mark Simon and John Gunther. So it's like these guys who are at the total top of the game, and they're mentoring high schoolers.
Kind of like a who's who. Who's
it
mentoring
really is,
high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that was kind of how I got my start, and then I knew I wanted to study it in college, and so I went to CU, and then the rest is just kind of history. I can't give it up. I love it.
And we are grateful for it, so thank you. Now, and then you had an association with Pat Bianchi?
Yeah, so I had been studying jazz piano with a guy who was kind of in my neighborhood up in Westminster, and then someone recommended Pat, who, you know, when he was still in town, it was just an amazing pianist and organist. He was playing more piano back then. Now he's just mostly does his amazing organ playing. But yeah, that was also a really big game changer, was being able to study with him and getting some tools, you know, under my belt. And then when I went on to go to the University of Colorado, he was the jazz piano guy there at the time.
Wow,
so
okay.
I got to hang with him for another year before he jumped off to New York.
And did his thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it about, because you're still in it, you know, you're not a child anymore, you're not a high schooler, but you're a grown young woman now, and so, but you're still in it, and you're still loving it. What is it about the music that inspires you, or you just want to keep going and going with this?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just the ability for self-expression within this art form, and that's, I think, what drew me to it from the beginning as a 12-year-old, because I took classical piano lessons, and I just always hated playing everything perfectly. I always wanted to put a little bit of myself into it and change things up. And I think that same principle still stands today, is that I can compose music about just that is expressing myself. That's kind of like this inner part of us that, you know, it's hard to put words to. But you can, and every single day that you play jazz, it's different. And it's always like, just depending on the situation, depending on who you're playing with, depending on your mood, you know? And I love that aspect of it. And I love connecting with audiences too. And that's been kind of more and more the biggest thing that I just adore about being a musician.
Okay. You've just said, and I like that, you know, connecting with the audiences. What is maybe like one or even two of your most best or memorable performances, do you think, where you've kind of, me and the crowd were there, we were together, or something just stood out to you from that performance?
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. I love really intimate performances, like in house concerts, or even here in the Phyllis Agar performance studio, where it's just you feel the energy. Every single person's eyes and ears are just totally glued on you.
Okay.
That's a really special thing, and I've had a number of those over the years. And then a few years ago, I got a really great opportunity to go on tour with Greg Gisbert, another great local musician here, and we went, we did like a 6-city tour of Mexico.
Oh.
And we were playing in big concert halls, but that same sort of like intimacy was there with the audience, and that was like, that blew me away, and it was sort of my first time seeing jazz outside of America.
Okay.
and how much it's appreciated and how much it's adored. And that was really special as well, as, you know, after each concert, getting to chat with everyone and everyone just being so appreciative of the music. And that's really, I think, what keeps us going as musicians, is that audience connection. I love it.
I've heard Mexico. Where else have you performed outside of the U.S.?
I performed in Canada.
Okay.
Quite a bit. And I did work on cruise ships.
Ooh,
when I was very young. Yeah, so I don't know if that counts, because
that
was kind of being on a boat floating.
But you're going to different
hotel.
Places. But
yeah, so that was a cool thing I did, right? I was really young, 22. Okay. And I got to go all over the world, though. We went to, you know, the Middle East and all over Europe and Hawaii and Alaska, the Caribbean. So that was kind of cool, too. But, you know, I enjoy being what I'm doing here in Denver, kind of getting to lead my own stuff and
being stationary. No.
Yeah.
Not floating.
Less seasickness for sure.
There you go. I know. I went on one time and they were rocking and we were just falling into
oh
the
my
wall.
Gosh.
So yeah, yeah. So you're on solid ground.
Yeah.
Annie, so
I like
good.
The solid ground.
So the Annie Booth Trio, how did that come to be?
Yeah. So my trio consists of Patrick McDevitt on the bass and Alejandro Castaño on the drums. And these guys are two of my best friends on earth. And we actually all met through CCJA, Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, as high schoolers. We all went to different high schools in the area. And we were all kind of playing in this organization. And then really, we really connected when we were all at University of Colorado.
Okay.
About 10 years ago. We would just get together after classes, like late at night, and just jam and try and become better musicians together. We actually have some tapes of us, like, recording ourselves. Just like, okay, guys, let's work on this. Let's just keep running it until we get it. And we just also have a lot of fun hanging out. And so that's kind of really where the connection started. It was about 10 years ago. So, yeah, and it's just – it's at the point we've played so much music together that there's this really strong connection. I almost say, like, telepathy sometimes.
Okay.
Like, they know – like, we just know what we're going to say musically before we say it. And I love that connection so much.
So how does it work then? You know, because I know you do your own things as well. Do you guys get back together and then you take a little break from each other? Or how does that work?
Yeah, we all freelance.
Okay.
So we all play with tons of people. And those guys are some of the best, you know, drummers and bassist in the area, so they're very in demand. But we stay really busy. We play at least, you know, one or two gigs a week together. So that's really cool. And it's like, no matter how long it's been since we've played with each other, which usually isn't that long, but whenever we do get to perform together, it's like this instant magic. It's like, oh yeah, time goes by so fast and this is so fun and I don't have to work. You guys just make me sound good. That's kind of what I feel like.
This is Women's History Month. Who are some of your sheroes in jazz?
Like, I have a few. So one of my biggest ones is Jerry Allen, and you know, unfortunately, we lost her last year. I just think she's one of the greatest piano players, regardless of gender. But she's just a huge idol of mine. I love and miss Jerry Allen. I never got to meet her, but she's always been an inspiration. Another one who's become kind of a mentor of mine is Maria Schneider, great jazz composer, and I first heard her in her orchestra in 2005 as a high schooler at the Greeley Jazz Festival, and that kind of changed my life, because I had just never seen that before. I had never seen a woman in front of her own band and playing just the complete majesty of the pieces that she writes. And she's been probably one of my biggest inspirations to be a composer and to write more and more large ensemble music. So, and then over the years I've gotten to know her and had the amazing opportunity to play her music with her conducting. And those two are the first that come to mind, but there's so many. Tia Fuller being a local, hero of mine.
Yeah.
Hazel Miller, another local hero of mine. Like some of the women that I kind of, when I was young, just sort of looked up to and saw doing stuff that I was inspired by.
Wow. No, good names, great names.
Yeah.
Because as I've been, you know, because I've been working on this 31 women, you know, who've helped to shape jazz in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Her name has popped up.
I bet.
You know, and it's so funny because we did this by, you know, we put out a poll, you know, in the staff and stuff that. And they, you know, so that's how you're here is because, you got awesome. Selected. We did a scoring system and stuff. But her name keeps coming up, though, from the people that I keep talking to.
Some
of you great ladies keep saying her name. So I'm like, okay. When we do another one of these, she's going to have to go on the list no matter what.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. So what is a favorite jazz song of yours?
Oh, favorite jazz song. That's so hard. I recently have been kind of digging into more like obscure songs from the American Songbook.
Okay.
So I just discovered this one. Maybe it's not as obscure, but it was for me, called My Old Flame. Mm-hmm. And I love that. But really, I think, I love these old jazz songs where the lyrics are like poetry, basically, you know. And I mean, and the harmony and the melodies are like completely incredible also, because just, you know, that's just a great era of songwriting from, you know, Cole Porter and Hoagy Carmichael. Mm-hmm. But I always think of like Stardust might be my favorite jazz song. I love playing it. It's just so the words, like I said, are like poetry. So I don't know. At the moment, it probably changes week by week what my favorite song is, but at the moment it's Stardust by Hoagy Carmichael.
No, I get it, because there's times too I'm just like, oh, this is it, and I'm sticking with one song.
Yeah.
And then, like, you asked me, I thought you said your song was this. Yeah, but it, you know, or favorite movie.
I'm
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that with colors too.
It goes with the moment or the mood.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Great. Well, Annie, I thank you so much. I know you have some performances coming up soon, or?
Yeah, I do. Let's see. I'm at the Brown Palace Hotel next weekend, March 22nd and 23rd with my trio. And then on the 23rd, we'll be joined by Greg Gisbert,
who
mentioned earlier. So that's kind of the next most immediate thing. But yeah, I'm always around town. I try and keep my website pretty up to date. AndyBoothMusic.com if anyone's interested in seeing where I'm at.
Yeah, because the last time I saw you were here for Andy O's Christmas special. So,
ooh,
yeah.
That was fun. That was really fun.
It was a good time had by all.
It was very festive.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for stopping by. I really appreciate your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Mindy.